Your Bibles to St. Luke 23, 39 through 43. Amen. Luke 23, verse 39. If you have that, say amen. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be the Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today, somebody say today, shalt thou be with me in paradise. Let's pray. Father, we love you tonight. We honor you.
Thank you, God. Lord, we ask God that you would touch in this service. Touching the preaching, God, anoint, Lord God, our hearts, God, and our ears, Lord, to receive your grafted word, Lord. Help us, God, Jesus, Lord, that we leave here different than we came, oh God. Change us, rearrange us, God, just according to your will and your plan.
Somebody say amen tonight.
Amen.
And you may be seated in the presence of the Lord.
Mighty God, mighty God, mighty God.
I guess I'll undress a little bit here. Do my button. Take my pen off. Luke 23:43. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today. It's real important there that you get that. Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. I wanted to read another verse. Now I want to say this. So the devil has no space or room to mess with any minds. I've been sitting on this message for about 2 weeks. It just hasn't presented itself, and I say that just for a little insurance. I've been sitting on this for 2 weeks. I haven't changed a thing. Well, I've changed some, studying and praying over it, but the message has been prepared in my heart for a couple of weeks. So just remember that. It may not do you any good. It may. I want to read to you Isaiah 5 and 14. The Bible said, Therefore hell hath enlarged herself, opened her mouth without measure. And their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoiceth shall descend into it. Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee today, Shalt thou be with me in paradise? Isaiah prophesying, saying, Therefore hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure. And I want to preach tonight on paradise lost. Not a very good title, but it's just the best that I could come up with. So here you go, paradise lost. And so now, I know there's a possibility that some of what I'm getting ready to teach and preach to you tonight is going to be new. I believe it's scripturally sound. I'm going to give them scriptures to you, but I'm not as concerned that you get the doctrine as you get the awe of Christ. He's awesome tonight.
Amen.
Jesus is awesome. And so, if you're still chewing on a little bit of what I'm going to tell you here, just chew on it, but don't lose sight of the message tonight. Now, in the beginning, paradise and heaven were different. Paradise was within the heart of the earth. And you got to understand that Jesus was the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the earth. It's always been the blood of Jesus Christ that saved men.
That's right.
The Old Testament patriarchs and matriarchs, Abraham, Sarah, all of them, they looked forward to the coming of Christ. And we're here tonight looking back to that Golgotha experience and His sacrificial death. Now I want you to listen to what the Bible says about those old saints. Hebrews 11:39. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. Paradise was basically a holding place for those Jewish men and women that held true to Jehovah God. Yet they never had the opportunity to accept Jesus as their Savior. And I will give you some biblical proof tonight. I'm not in a hurry, and I hope you're not, because there's plenty of Scripture. After Jesus died, He didn't go straight into heaven. He didn't go straight into heaven. And we've got ample proof of this, and I want to submit some of it. Jesus' own testimony in Mark 8:31. And He began to teach that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and of the chief priests and scribes and be killed and after 3 days rise again. John 2:19. Jesus answered and said unto them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Where was He? What was He doing for those 3 days and three nights? We go to Matthew 12:40. Jesus again says, for as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Let's move forward. 1 Peter 3:19. By which also He went and preached unto the spirits in prison. Then I have to read to you Ephesians 4:8-10. Wherefore He saith, when He ascended up on high, He led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that He ascended, what is it but that He also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all the heavens, that He might fill all things. Revelation 1:18. I am He that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. Amen. That's what He says there. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. And I don't want to give you Colossians 2:15. It's just another scripture. And having spoiled principalities and powers, He made a shew of them openly, triumphing over them in it. In these verses, we see here that He was in the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights. The Bible said He was preaching to the spirits that were in the prison house. He was leading captivity captive. He was seizing the keys of death and of hell. He was spoiling principalities. He was spoiling powers and making an open spectacle of them. Now, Christ did not go straight to heaven after He died. As a matter of fact, Acts 1:3 tells us that after His resurrection, He showed Himself alive after His passion by many infallible proofs. Being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining of the kingdom of God. Even after the resurrection, we know that He hadn't been in the presence of the Father, because He told Mary in John 20:17, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. Amen. I want to finish my argument tonight coupling Matthew 12:40 with Luke 23:43. For as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And to the thief hanging on the cross beside Him, He said in Luke 23:43, and Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, somebody say today, today thou shalt be with me in paradise.
Amen.
Today you're going to be with me in paradise. So in summary tonight, after His crucifixion, Christ went into the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights. Yet He told a thief that He was going to see Him today. Somebody shout today. I'm going to go into the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights. But thief, today you're going to be with me in paradise. Not only was paradise in the heart of the earth, but so was that place called hell. Now, I don't know if they were side by side. I don't know if they were one on top of the other. But I do know that hell and paradise were connected by what the Bible called a great gulf or a great chasm. Perhaps a sea, perhaps a great gulf, a chasm separated heaven and hell. But you go to paradise and hell, and you can see from paradise over into that place called hell. Luke 16 gives us a really good reference to this.
Concerning the rich man who went to hell, the Bible says, and in hell he lift up his eyes, Luke 16:23-26. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeing Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, and now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all of this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they that would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Amen. Paradise was created as a holding place for the old patriarchs and matriarchs. Hell was created for the devil and his angels. Now here's a tricky one. I couldn't figure it out. I've got two theories here. When paradise was created, it could have been one of two places. Could have been whenever Lucifer was cast out of the heavens. And as he created hell, perhaps he created paradise at the same time. I don't know. It could have been after the fall of Adam and Eve, because they would too need somewhere to lodge until the Messiah came. Well, regardless of when paradise was created, and like I say, if you agree or don't agree, that's fine. I can give you my notes. You can go over them. And if you've got a better theory, show it to me and I'll come to it in a minute. But that's as far as I can read, as far as I can see. There was a separation between paradise and heaven. Doesn't really matter when it was created. There was a space of time that there was nobody inside of paradise. For several years, paradise heard no footsteps of man. There was no footsteps of woman trotting through paradise. For several thousands of years, hundreds of years, I don't know how long it was. I don't know exactly how long it was, but that beautiful God, a place called paradise had no voices. And no one speaking, no one talking. It was just whatever was there, was there. Now, the word paradise means an Eden. E-D-E-N. The Garden of Eden. It is a place of a future happiness. The word paradise was an allusion to the Garden of Eden. A place of blissful rest. A place of happiness. And so for years there was no one occupying this place called paradise. Not until Genesis 4 and 8. Amen. Not until Genesis 4 and 8. When Cain slew his brother Abel. And at Abel's death, he entered into that place called paradise, where he would wait for the blessed Messiah. Or as his father Abraham told him, about all them years, there's going to be a seed of woman come whose heel is going to crush Satan's head. Amen. Pray for me tonight. I'm feeling like preaching a little weak in the body, but I'm feeling pretty good here. So all them years, Abel's walking around praying to God. Oh, when's the seed of woman coming? Daddy told me about the seed of woman coming. Daddy told me about that seed of woman gonna come. His heel's gonna bruise old serpent's head. How long have I gotta stay down here by myself? And so I don't know how many years he walked and paced down there in paradise. But in Genesis 4 and 23, the Bible said Lamech murdered a man, possibly sending Abel a companion. Amen. I want you to see it as he enters. He may not have made it to him. He went to hell. I don't know. But there's a possibility this man at Lamech murdered went to paradise. And Abel can probably ask him, have you seen him? And the man said, who are you talking about? The seed of woman. The one whose heel is going to bruise the serpant's heel or head. And no, I haven't seen him. I don't know what you're talking about. And time went on. At 930 years old, the Bible said that Abel's father Adam died and went into paradise. I want you to see this wonderful reunion with me. As they embrace, Abel cries out, oh Father, it's good to see you again. I've been waiting all these years to embrace your neck again. Have you seen him? Have I seen who? He said, have you seen the Messiah? Have you seen the seed of woman? Adam said, no, but I heard him tell your brother Cain that your blood was crying from the ground. And I don't know, but maybe it's got something to do with him. Saints of God, for now it was only type and shadow, but no sign of the Messiah. At 912 years old, Seth died. He went down into paradise to join his father, to join his brother, to join his family, but still no sign of the Messiah. For thousands of years, them old saints filed into paradise. One by one, they entered in. One by one, they marched into paradise. And they asked the same old question over and over. Have you seen him? Who? The Messiah. No, I haven't seen him yet. And so they kept on waiting. When Enoch entered in, they embraced him. And they asked, oh, Enoch, did you see him? He said, no, I haven't seen him. But God told me that the Lord was going to come with 10,000s of his saints. Amen. And so Enoch began to tell everybody. And paradise erupted. They had heard the first glimpse about the Messiah. Years went by, Noah died. And Noah came down into paradise. And they embraced old Noah. And they said, Noah, have you seen him? And Noah said, seen who? They said, the Messiah. He said, no. But after that flood, I saw a rainbow. And God said, there'll be peace. No more flood of water. Hey, I don't know, brethren. It may have something to do with him. Time came, time went. Abraham came down the death's door. Amen. Somebody shout amen tonight. When he entered into paradise, they hugged old Uncle Abraham's neck. They hugged Father Abraham's neck. And they asked him the classic question, have you seen him? He said, no, I haven't seen him. But God sent me up on a mountaintop to offer up my son. God sent me up to the mountaintop to sacrifice my only son. I can hear Abraham say, I don't know how it all fits in. But I think he might have been trying to tell me something. Amen. Abraham had a son by the name of Isaac. Isaac knocked on death's door. When he entered paradise, they asked Isaac, have you seen him? No, I haven't seen him. But God told Daddy to take me up on the mountain and offer me up. He said, I don't know. Maybe it's got something to do with him.
Right, come on.
Isaac had Jacob. The Bible tells us Jacob came down to death's door. Went into paradise. They embraced Jacob. Have you seen him? Seen who? The Messiah. No, I haven't seen him. And I was on the run. And I laid my head down upon a stone one night. And I had a vision of a ladder that spanned from heaven all the way down to earth. And there was angels ascending and descending. I don't know, brethren, but I've got a strange, sneaky suspicion that maybe that vision had something to do with him. Jacob had a son by the name of Joseph. And Joseph lived and Joseph died. And he entered into paradise. And they asked Joseph, Joseph, have you seen him? And Joseph said, no. But I tell you, brethren, my life was a strange life. It seems that my life had something to do with his. What you talking about, Joseph? He said, I was highly favored of my father, Jacob. He said, my birth was a miraculous birth. I was born of a woman that was barren. He said, God raised me up as a leader. When I told my brother who I was, when I shared my breath to my brothers my dream, he said, oh, brothers, they rejected me. I was rejected by my own brothers. I incurred injury by my own brethren. Being put out by my own people. He said, I became a slave in a strange land. Hallelujah. I was thrown down into a pit. I was excommunicated from my rightful place. He went on and he told him I was thrown down into a prison. I started preaching to the broken spirit. And I started running a revival, interpreting dreams and encouraging the inmates. My ministry calls two men, a butler and a baker, to come up out of the prison. One of them lived and one of them died. I came up out of prison, from the prison to the palace. I went from the prison to sitting on the right hand side of Pharaoh. He said, I married Pharaoh's daughter. I married outside of Israel. I was betrayed by for 20 pieces of silver. I was a mediator between Pharaoh and man. Joseph said, boss, I don't know, but I think my life has got something to do with his.
Right, come on.
Amen. Somebody shout glory.
Glory.
Well, more time passed. And the stick-bearing, stuttering prophet went to Mount Nebo, gave up the ghost, and he entered into paradise. As he entered into paradise, Moses is pretty famous, I'm sure, down there. And they said, Moses, have you seen him? Have I seen who? Have you seen the Messiah? Have you seen the Deliverer? Moses said, now listen, brethren, I don't know how it all fits in. He said, but God called me out of the backside of Midian over there. And he told me to go down and deliver God's people out of Egypt. He said, I went down, brothers, and I cried out to Pharaoh, let my people go. And he said, I remember sometime in the ministry that God spoke to me. And he said, I'm going to send another prophet like unto you, another deliverer like unto you. And Moses said, I didn't see him, but he's got to be close. He's got to be close. Hey, don't give up. Get on all them in paradise. He's got to be close. Amen. Well, this pretty little Moabite woman.
Oh, come on, come on.
Named Ruth. They opened up the door to paradise. She comes in. Have you seen him? Seen who? The Messiah. I don't know. I haven't seen no Messiah. But so let me tell you something. I came out of old Moabite or Moab. I got down in Bethlehem. I was out in a field. I was just picking up, you know, little grain here and there, a little barley. Said I ran into a man by the name of Boaz. I don't really know how it all fits in. But for some reason, I think that Boaz, being my kinsman redeemer, may have a little something to do with Messiah. And so we see paradise erupts again. Another trace of Jesus coming through their ears. They're waiting. They're anticipating. Oh, King David came and King David died. And David walks in and they asked David, have you seen him? And David said, no, I haven't seen him. But I was in a field singing and I was writing a song. And you know what, brothers? A few times that some strange verses came to my heart. I mean, words like, the plowers plowed upon my back. They made long their furrows. He said, I remember another time that the Spirit moved on me. And I just started singing. I am poured out like water. And all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. I remember another song I sang, brethren. He said, I may tell all my bones. They look and stare upon me. He said, I don't know, brethren. But all through the times I was singing and playing music, something would come over me and talk to me about somebody else higher than me. Was telling me about one that's going to sit on the right hand. I ain't seen him yet, but I've got a feeling he's not far away. And so paradise erupted again. Hallelujah. Job. Who knows when Job died? I just throwed him in there. Job could be older than any of the Pentateuchs. Job could have been the first one in there. I don't know. No, he wasn't the first one, but he might have been there before Moses or any of them guys. Let's put old Job in there. I'm glad y'all give me a little freedom to preach tonight. If y'all are theologically correct, I'd probably be on the pew tonight. And so we see old Job coming in. And they embraced old patient Job. They said, Job, have you seen him? Job said, who's seen who? Have you seen the Messiah? Oh, well, boys, I ain't seen no Messiah. But I remember the Spirit moved on me. I was praying, Lord, would you send us a daysman? Would you send somebody that can reach their hand into heaven and get the hand of God and another hand down to earth and get the hand of man and unite us? He said, as I was praying, as I was meditating, I heard the Spirit say, for I know that my Redeemer liveth and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. I ain't seen him, brethren. I ain't seen him, sisters. But I've got a feeling he's not far behind. And paradise erupted.
Amen.
Wow! Revival broke out for another 100 years. However long it was. This crazy prophet ran around naked for a couple years. had scrolls in his hand, pronouncing judgment on everybody. His name's Isaiah. Read it in the Bible. Even whatever you want to say, he did it. God said it. He did it. He came. You know what they say over there in the 11th chapter of Hebrews? It says some were sawn asunder. They attribute that to Isaiah. They said he put him down in a log and sawed the log in two. And so I don't know how he got there, but I know he came down into paradise. Now, I like this one. Have you seen him? Seen who? The Messiah. Well, brethren, I ain't seen him. But one night, I was just praying, and the Spirit began to speak to me. Who hath believed our report?
Come on.
And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and he's despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs, carried our sorrows. Yet he did esteem us, esteem him stricken, smitten of God, afflicted. Are y'all listening out there, paradise saints? Surely he hath borne our griefs. Verse 5, he said, but he was wounded for our transgression. Isaiah, tell him what he heard. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Oh, help us, Holy Ghost. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted. Yet he openeth not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, as a sheep before his shears is dumb. So he openeth not his mouth. It's a long sermon to preach in paradise, but I'm sure he was overtaken by some of this. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? He was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken, and he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he hath done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Brethren, I can't help but think that that might have something to do with him. I know they died at separate times, but I would just like to look at the three Hebrew boys coming into paradise. Shadrach, good to see you, son. Oh, man, it's been a long time. Glad you made it out. Have you seen him? Seen who? Oh, the Messiah. Oh, brothers. Oh, brothers. Well, brothers, let me tell you. Everybody else for all these thousands of years saying no. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Let me tell you something, brother. Oh, they tried to throw us in a fiery furnace. We were down there huckabucking and shouting, and said one came down beside us. Amen. Like the Son of God. We have seen him. We have seen him. Where's he at now? They said we don't know. As soon as the flames receded, he left. But he was there all the time. We were in the furnace. Hey, I saw him. It can't be long now. Are y'all ready for what's coming up? Amen. I've been shouting for 2 weeks trying to preach this one. Hallelujah. Bible said down in Jerusalem, there was an old man by the name of Simeon. Simeon was a Holy Ghost man. Bible said he was a just man and a devout man. What was old Simeon doing? He was waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Bible said the Holy Ghost was upon him. One day working in the temple, the Holy Ghost came on him. And he said, oh Simeon, you will not see death. I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. You will not see death before you have seen the Lord's Christ. And Simeon began to pace the floor. And there an old Simeon came. And old Simeon died. And he came down into paradise. And they said, Simeon, have you seen him? And he lifted his voice and said, oh, I saw him. They brought him in the temple. I held him. I lifted him up. It can't be long now. And revival broke out in paradise. Hey, I've seen him. I touched him. My hands
Joseph handled him. He was there. And God said, all right, Simeon, you can die now.
Tie my shoe for me. I'll tie. Brother Matt, you flip my shoe at you. Have you seen him? This is what Simeon told him. He brought us. I saw him. The Lord told me. Now, I told the Lord, now, Lord, just let your servant depart in peace. According to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. He has prepared before the face of all the people alike to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of that people Israel. And they began to shout. Now, obviously, I have no idea what really happened down there. I'm just preaching a little while tonight. I believe they were getting closer to the door of paradise. Every time someone entered in, have you seen him? One evening, a man came in.
Come on, come on.
He was wearing camel. May have had locusts and honey dripping from his beard. Whew. He's famous in paradise.
Come on.
I said, have you seen him? John the Baptist said, oh, I was down in the Jordan River, brethren.
Come on.
I was baptizing them down there. And I saw him walk out on the banks. He wasn't a baby anymore. He was a grown man. And he said, brethren, you must understand that when it came, I saw something I'd never seen before. And the Holy Ghost showed me it's him that's going to take away the sins of the world. And he said, I baptized him. I held him in my hands and took him under. I pulled him up. I saw the Holy Ghost descend on him. Oh, I was down in prison, brothers. I was in prison, sisters. And I was getting a little weary. So I sent my disciples to make sure one more time it was him. And he said, they came back and told me, he's casting out devils. He's laying hands on the sick. The lame's walking. He's on his way. He's on his way. Amen. We're looking at somewhere probably around 2.5-3 years. Their ears are on the door of paradise. And they're anticipating. Every time the door opens, somebody says, have you seen him? And they say, have we seen who? Now they know him by name. Have you seen Jesus? And they say, we've seen him. He's still healing the sick. And he's preaching the gospel. But they're getting angry with him. And they're trying to get a hold of him. But so far, they haven't been able to catch him. They try to stone him, but he escaped. They try to throw him over a cliff, but he escaped. They haven't been able to get a hold of him. And in paradise by now, they're saying, oh, let him come. Let him come. Somewhere, maybe 3 years or so later, the door opens in paradise. And a man runs through paradise. He doesn't slow down. Have you seen him? I have seen him. When did you see him? I saw him. Today, I was hanging on a cross with him. He's about to die. He's on his way. He's on his way. And he told me that it was going to be today. Can this be, after all these years, after thousands of years of waiting? Abel's been there since the beginning, and he's been waiting. He's asked thousands of people, have you seen him? And now there's a thief, an ex-thief. He's running through paradise, and he's shouting to everybody, he's on his way. And paradise began to tremble, and paradise began to shake. Oh, there wasn't a knock on the door this time, but the door was crushed and the door was kicked in. And the one that they saw walk through this time
all stood in the midst of 7 golden candlesticks. All was clothed a garment down to the foot, a girdle about the pants with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as the snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like an fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as a sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand a 7 stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp, a two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shining in his strength. And oh, help us, Holy Ghost. And John said, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. It wasn't Job, it wasn't Moses, it was Jesus. He had come, he had come. Maybe you're here tonight and you're waiting on him to come. Don't give up. He's on his way. Don't give up.
He kicked the door to hell in. Give me the keys. Give me the keys. Give me the keys. And he put them in his pocket. He walked back across, kicked the door into paradise. And for 3 days and 3 nights, he began to preach to them in paradise. And you want to talk about a revival? Those saints that had been down in the prison house for all that time. The scripture said that he led captivity captive. He didn't just rescue them, but he seized them as his property. He said, you're going to go back with me. And dead folk got up and walked around Jerusalem. They said, what are you doing? I'm making you see they buried grandma yesterday. And granny's back in the kitchen cooking biscuits today. What happened? He came down where I was at. He rescued us. Hey, are you listening to me? And when they came up out of there, Isaiah said, hell, have you lost yourself? Open her mouth without measure. Paradise lost, but heaven gain. Heaven gain. Hey, no more separation. No more separation. When I die, I will go to heaven. Lift your hands and give God glory. I've got nothing left. I believe that old stone door. The old stone they used as a door. I believe it was like an old artesian well. Them soldiers sitting on both sides of it. It trembled a little bit on Friday. Probably on Thursdays when they crucified him. Trembled a little bit on Friday. And they looked at each other strange. Death and hell engaged in the worst warfare they'd ever had. One had came into their midst they couldn't get their fingers on. Day 2, it's a little bit heavier. And the guards began to get scared. Did you feel that? I felt it. Oh. Day 3. Whew. Day 3, I said, somebody. The angel of God came down, touched one on the head, he went slip. He touched the other one, he went limp. Angel rolled the stone back and sat upon the stone and crossed his legs. And hell was trembling because when they came down to the tomb, they came down to find the body of Jesus. The saints of God, I come to submit tonight that when they came to the tomb, there was no body. All they found was his grave clothes and a napkin folded at his head there. I don't know if you understand what that meant.
the folding of a napkin and laying it there in the tomb was a Jewish custom stating, I will be back. I will return. I will return. I would like to tell God's miracle mission, we may only have the clothes tonight, but He left us a promise. I will come again. I will come again. I know you're fighting. I know you got sickness. I know your family's hurting. And tonight you're hurting. But He's going to come back. He's going to rescue you. He's going to snatch you up out of all your prison houses. He's going to lift you out, sisters. He's going to lift you out, brothers. But you got to wait. You got to keep waiting. You got to keep waiting.